It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Thank you. It's really good to see you. It brings back old times. You know, you say stuff and it looks like you're kissing somebody, kissing up to someone, right? So then you don't say it. But really, Ed is the backbone of this radio station. So, claps to you, Ed.
Clean the toilets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you are. Anyhow, usually we've had, and you know what I noticed, Ed, too? All the different people we have, we still have the commercials. So you see all the different voices? That's all the different producers over the years. Like, you can go back 10 years. Like, and then one that we had my show from 20 years ago was doing the introduction. So, times change, people change, but we still go forward. So, tell us who you are.
My name is Veronica, but I go by Moji.
Very good. And then tell me who you are.
My name is Pedro Rodriguez.
Oh, wow. What a name, huh?
Yeah, that now, one flows
now,
good.
Is this stereotyping? Woke? Should I be in cover? In
no.
Cover? Can I surmise from that you're Spanish?
Yes, Puerto Rican.
Right, or right?
What
Pedro.
I, what
many,
about me?
How many German Pedros do you know? Now, is that wrong to say?
I don't know, unless I marry a German woman.
Let me know. I'm going to go to Germany and say, hey, Pedro, and no one's going to turn around.
You never know.
You
they
never
might.
Know.
Right.
And I love the name, by the way. I really do. There's something... I really like Pedro. What's your first name?
Veronica.
Veronica, we can go with the White Valley girl.
Yeah,
you know what
could.
I'm saying?
Like Archie, Betty, and Veronica? Like
yeah.
That too.
So your name don't give you away.
No.
And then this guy here, you know that he's spiritual, because what's your name?
Angel.
Yeah.
Angel. There you go. So anyhow, so tell us what you do. And cue up a song. Ed, are you ready? We're going to do a song. Tell us the history and what made you sing the song. And I always like to know the story behind the song.
Okay, so this song I actually wrote in like maybe 5 minutes, not even, because it just came to me. I was at home and I was in my studio and I had a beat playing and I said, man, God, you know, I have a lot going on and I don't know what I'm going to do. And then the song, the beat was playing, and then I just sang along to it, and this is what came out of it.
Right. Do you know that, just real quick, do you know the number one song, the longest in the history of being number one, was that song, Billy Ray Cyrus and I forget the gentleman's name. But do you know Billy Ray Cyrus was interviewed? And do you know how long the number one song in the history of the United States, number one, for weeks in a row. Do you know how long it took him to write the song?
Probably not long.
10 minutes is what he said.
Those are the best ones.
Right, so you did yours in 5.
Yeah,
and
oh,
then
there
they say one of the greatest symphonies that they say in the history of classical music, Mozart was quoted as saying he did it in 10 minutes.
Mm.
So anyhow, here goes the song, a 5-minute song.
Everything will be alright. Oh, 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 oh.
gotta put your trust in him. Or else your life will dim. You can search from within.
A favor, can you make a CD of that song? Download a CD. I'm the old fashioned guy. I know that people send links. If you can, please. You know why? I could see where, like, I get scared at nighttime, especially like at 3-4 in the morning, because I just get frightened sometimes, right? And that's not good, of course. That's lack of faith, right? Of course. Mm-hmm. But could you see that if you're lacking faith and you're frightened, that you listen to that song when you go to sleep? Can you think, and I mean this sincerely now too, from my heart, you know, the language of the heart. Can you think of a better song to give the message of hope than that song? Encouragement, hope, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I want to, if Ed could do that for me, right? What I'd like to do is, because I do the CD where it automatically rewinds itself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I know. Like, I guess you could do it on the
phone. You can loop it.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do that. So, but that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Because the first thing is to trust God,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the first thing. The only condition is, they'll say this in a program I go to. The only condition is he trusts in God, right? And that he clean house. Mm-hmm. Two conditions. And the first one is to trust God, right? And then clean house. Like, share with people what's going on in with your life. You're only as sick as your secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And a lot of times the reason why people are frightened like me is they're fearful. Like, for me, I've lost like 50 pounds unexplained. I'm trying to get an appointment. I'm hoping it's diabetes, so I've changed the way I've eaten. But I'm frightened about my health, right? Mm. And I need to have inspiration. So the devil, and I really believe there is an evil spirit out there. And I know this is when people, you know, but in the Bible, yeah. It talks about how an evil spirit can come into you. Mm-hmm. And that Jesus took evil spirits and cast them out, right? But like, when you get into that part of it, sometimes that, like, especially if someone's a borderline believer, because if there can be a God, why can't there be an evil spirit?
Mm-hmm.
So then why not play that music, which the evil spirit wouldn't want, the message of hope?
Mm-hmm.
So now play that in a loop. Okay, evil spirit, you're going to mess with me? Guess what? The loop is coming. Of the message of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Any input from anybody else? Because I don't want to do all the talking.
I know we're limited for time, but I wanted to also discuss, you know, can you please share with us, Moji, the other things you do in the community? Like, give us, like, you know, what exactly do you do in the community, and besides the beautiful music and everything else?
We do a lot of, like, I'm on a podcast called Women Presents Ground Earth. Grounded presents Jeremiah 29:11, and we do a lot of empowerment for women, and we do a lot of giving back. We do a lot of things with the youth. I volunteer under Pedro, and we do juvenile justice with the youth as well. So a lot of empowering for women who need it, a lot of ministry.
Yeah, and that's good for women, because you know, sometimes when they have children and stuff, it's a lot harder on women.
But you're also for professional photographer.
Oh yeah, I do photography.
Yeah, I mean, she does so.
I do so much. Yeah. I have to literally write it down sometimes, because
so
I do a lot.
So, if someone were to reach out to you and for your services, how can they get in contact with you?
You can email me under Moji@gmail.com, or I have social media under Moji on Facebook, MOYI, or Instagram. Mm-hmm. I am Moji. Social media.
Okay, perfect.
Email.
And we also have Pedro here. I'd like to discuss. Pedro, share with us exactly what you do as well.
I'm the founder and director of a 501c3 nonprofit called Urban Youth Justice. We travel the whole state of Florida, all three regions, and we visit juvenile detention centers, residential programs. We share the gospel. We use Christian hip-hop and real-life stories to reach them. We focus heavily on discipleship and mentorship while they're incarcerated and when they come home.
Okay. So how can they reach you?
Email is pedro@uyjinc.org, or I'm on social media under my real name, Pedro Rodriguez, on my organization named Urban Youth Justice.
And how are you funded? How do they fund you?
You can donate on the website.
And so the website
uyjinc.org.
Can you say slower so that we
can? Yeah, uyjinc.org.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, can I ask a question too? You know, you change one person's life, you change the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dealing with teenagers especially, it's all new to them, right? And then they're also more so under peer pressure versus us as adults. And I notice that the older I get, the less I really care what people think. And you can't instill that into a child, right? Because they don't get it, that if I told someone that the people, okay, I'm going to just go around, if you don't mind me asking. How many of you, well, you look young, so, but this might not apply to you. You how many, and not that you don't look young either. It's just, I remember I said that once, and someone told me later on, why'd you say that? You made me feel bad. So I got that in my head. Okay, but you know what I'm saying? How many high school friends have you talked to, let's answer it that way, in the last month? That you know from high school?
In the last month, probably none.
Okay. How many high school have you talked to in the last month from your high school? Huh? How many have you talked to?
High school?
From high school in the last month.
None.
Right. How many have you talked to?
I'm from upstate New York, so they're still up north.
Okay. How many high school friends have you talked to in the last month?
One.
Okay. Online or in person?
On the phone.
Okay. Ed, how many, if you don't mind, Ed, how many high school friends have you talked to in the last month? Right. So everybody said none. So now, when you're talking to, this is a message you can give the kids, right? So everybody's so concerned about what peer pressure, more so. Like the sneakers. My son has like 30 pair of sneakers in his closet, right? Because he's so concerned about. You okay, Tammy? Do you have?
I'm fine. I'm just listening.
Okay, take notes.
We're gonna be doing the traffic report at 5:30. So.
Okay. And then tell Adam he's gonna come in at 5:30.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And also, we have Diana, our proofreader, is here too.
Very good. This lady, she went through my book and tore us apart. That's what I want to do is a show where she went through the book, and she's a proofreader, a professional proofreader. Do you know?
Actually, I know exactly how many mistakes there were.
Okay, because it's her book, right?
There were three.
Okay, so what's it? That's not bad.
There was an extra L in Brazilian, and crickets here, they spelled the website for cricketers, like you say it, cricketers, two E's.
Okay.
And left the E off of loose neck.
Well, there you go. See, these are things, you know, proofreaders. But she's a professional proofreader. It's really neat to have her. Like, I get a kick out of people that are the opposite of me, right? Where was I going? Take me back.
You were peer talking pressure? About the youth and how you...
Oh, yeah.
No one talks to their high school, you know, friends.
Right. So the point is, can you get that point across? And I hate, and the word worry, you tell kids concern, because worry is the is God don't want worry, right? But he does want the concern that you have of what people think won't matter, because you won't know any of these people. Can you get that point across? Like, tell them what we did here. Mm-hmm. And you were the only one that had one, right? Zero, 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 zero. Right? So why do you care what people think? Can I get this through to you? And then I notice more so with high school kids is they're more concerned about, am I talking too much? Name brand stuff.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Can you just be happy who you are on the inside? Is it more important? Can you get the point across to someone, even an adult?
But everybody's influenced by what's out there now, and that's what I think the kids are more pushed towards, whatever influences them. So the music that they're watching and everything influences them. So that's why they're so materialistic now. I think. Superficial. Superficial and materialistic.
Can you focus on the inside?
That's what I try to push.
Right. And do you know that you can't... It's suggested that you don't push, prod anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, say, you... Say his wife or his friends. If someone's going to find God, right, the desire must come from within.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Real quick promo here. We have a quality sliding glass and doors repair. I believe it or not, I like this title now that we're talking about this subject matter. Beacon Windows, Enlightenment Against a Storm. How about that one? I like that. So if you have...
Put that in one of your songs.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't replace, refurbish, give them a call at 727-493-2644 and get a free quote. Again, it's quality sliding glass and door repair. Beacon Windows, Enlightenment Against a Storm.
Did you listen to the radio show on the way here? Did you hear the song?
Yes, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so pretty.
Thank you.
Right. Can we play that song? Is that okay if we play that song again?
Everything I have is, like, digital. I don't have any CDs yet.
Oh, you have to have a CD.
See, that's for my...
You have to have a CD.
I have to take it back.
Number.
Okay.
I have to sing with you.
Okay. There you go.
So we're going to play the song again. Can you put the earpiece on her?
Traffic at
5:30. We'll just play the song until the traffic report. Is that okay, Ed? I don't know.
It's up to you. It's your show.
Part of the show. Do it.
All right, so I just have one more announcement to make. This is from Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. They're excited to announce a significant historical achievement for Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services, known as also as TBNHS. They were the first charter member of NeighborWorks America in the state of Florida, and accomplishing highlights their commitment to empowering the community and fostering success. As a part of NeighborWorks Week, on empowering the community for success from June the 3rd through June 10th. On June 7th, TBNHS joined forces with Habitat for Humanity of Hillsborough County for a volunteering event. Their dedicated staff worked on hand in hand with a new home buyer, diligently providing sweat equity and helping them move closer to realizing their American dream of home ownership. At TBNHS, their primary mission is to empower our community and assist individuals to achieving their dreams of owning their home. So congratulations for having that for NeighborWorks Week. It's a great event. So, you know, if you want to know more information about it, visit their website at www.tbnhs.org.
Did he ever get in touch with my son?
Yes.
And are they meeting? Is he going to
the home buyer education class? Yes.
Unbelievable. Like, just to tell you, my son, why I'm so proud of him, is he was best man at two different weddings, right? So me as a dad, you think, oh, his accomplishments. You know, he has his own hair salon and all this other stuff he's got going on. And he's very, if there's controversy, he's not in it. He's like so low key. But being best man at two different weddings tells me something, that he's very, you know, when you choose your best man, that means that's your best man, right?
That's loyalty.
Loyalty. So I'm really proud of my son. And he's going to be a first-time home buyer through this program. And he's going to the class. And he pays all his bills on time. He's one of those, not me. I get that red bill and I still try to put it off. And then when the lights go off, then I know it's really time to pay. Anyhow, I'm kidding, by the way.
Are we going to break right now? For traffic?
Are we going to the traffic report?
Oh, yeah, go right ahead. Do the traffic report and then we'll come back.
Thank you, Ed.
Yep. Stay tuned, guys. We have some more family things to talk about.
Perfect.
Okay, you're next.
5:30 on a Thursday. Checking in with the traffic and weather together here for a couple of minutes here. Had some earlier problems in, if you're on your way to Tampa, across the Courtney Campbell Causeway. That's been since cleaned up and out of the way. But earlier problems also on Howard Franklin. Three disabled vehicles wrapped up on the side of the road now, but the damage has been done, so expect a long backup as you're headed into Tampa. If you're headed south from north into around downtown Tampa at MLK, we've got a right shoulder block from a southbound vehicle that is off to the side but still causing a backup. Once you get through the turn there, everything's looking okay. Normal heavy volume in Clearwater if you're headed north on US 19, right around Countryside Mall. Expect that to slow down all the way up to about Nebraska or so. Look at your Bay Area forecast. It's currently 83 degrees here at the Tantalk Studios. High, had a high this afternoon of almost 88. Overnight low tonight, 74. Tomorrow's high at 85. And enjoy it while Alaska's all next week. Expect 90s all of next week. And summertime is on its way. Back to Brian Cash Club Show.
Unbelievable, man. Do you notice that he didn't stutter once? I mean, sometimes when I say stuff, I stutter, right? But he was looking at that on the screen, and you wouldn't even know he was looking on the screen. Great job, Ed. Anyhow, we got a preacher in the house. The Word of God is going to be mentioned. And tell us about the ministries that you got going on. And then we got our proofreader. And what I want you to do is look at all these things and find mistakes. But anyhow, and then we got Adam in the house from Red Rooster that's going to do the interviews. And then we're going to close the show with you guys, okay, with the song.
Okay,
here you go, Adam.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so welcome. I can't hear. Is this turned up? Something wrong here? There it is. Let's see. Okay, now I can hear. All right, so we're here. So Diane, tell us a little bit about what you do again, about proofreading.
Okay. So
Oh, right there.
So I'm Diana Watson, and what I do in proofreading is I go through and find
all spelling errors, grammar errors, any kind of error, because it's the last stage before something gets printed.
And you've been doing this for how long, Diana?
Well, I started on and off over 40 years ago.
That's a long time. So you evidently know what you're doing. So tell us how people can get in touch with you, Diana, and access your services and what you do.
Okay. They can reach me. My phone number is 727-922-1286. And my email address is dewfutures@gmail.com.
That's great, Diana. So you were here, was it last week you were here?
I was here the week before.
The previous week we met. So that's great. So we're keeping it. So we'll hopefully you'll get some response from the radio program, and people will be in contact with you.
Well, that would be great.
That's wonderful. So, and I'm going to talk to you two folks. Tell me your name again.
Juliet Metcalf. Reverend Juliet Metcalf.
Reverend Juliet. Yeah. And tell me about your ministries and what you do.
Okay, my ministry is basically international. My port of origin is Philippines.
Okay.
And I'm married here in America. I got married to an American.
Okay.
His name is Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of my ministry is Ambassador of Jesus Christ, Kingdom of God.
Okay.
And right now I'm currently attending to Gulf Coast Church in Walsingham, Largo.
Okay. And so is your ministry is like an outreach? Are you helping people in the community, or how does that work?
It's basically reaching out globally, internationally.
So globally.
Like we do mission trips like in Israel, Malaysia.
Oh, really?
All over the world, yes.
So not just in the Clearwater, Tampa Bay.
No. I'm originally from Iowa. And that's how I started.
And then from Iowa.
Yeah. And then we moved here 2019. And so we found a home church, and hopefully we'll be partnered with Gulf Coast Church.
So this is a global ministry that you're involved
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. The mission goals here is to reach out to the nations.
Okay.
Touching lives. Yeah.
And what denomination is it?
Non-denominational.
Non-denominational.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know most people, when I was younger, when they came from the Philippines, they were Roman Catholics. So that
there's a lot there, yes. But it's changing.
Yeah.
So,
and what was the last thing that you did? Did you go overseas?
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
there's a lot of wonders that God has done to this ministry when we first started.
Okay.
We started since 2013. That's when I got ordained.
Okay.
By KFI, King's Fellowship International and Impact Ministry International, which they have a City of Refuge orphanage in Honduras. So those are my umbrellas. They're
okay.
Supporting partners. And then now that I moved here in Florida, we're looking for people that we could partner with. Just an example, the home church that I go to at the Gulf Coast Church in Walsingham.
Okay, great.
Brilliant. Very beautiful.
So do you know Angel?
Angel?
No, you haven't met Angel.
This is my first time here.
Well, Angel, if you can hear.
Yeah, I can. That's fine. I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, you can hear us.
Yes.
So Angel's in the house as well. And
yep.
Angel, tell us about your organization as well, which kind of overlaps what you're doing.
Well, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of a company called R Community First, with the letter R Community First. And our mission is we actually connect with different non-for-profit organizations to showcase their services. But we also list local church organizations as well. So if someone's coming into town, they want to go to their nearest church of their choice, you know, they'll have a directory where to go, what's located close to their home. Now, these non-for-profits are guests that we invite in this show particularly, and they share all the wonderful things they're doing in our community. But we also work with local businesses to help support our mission. So what they do is they provide, matter of fact, your antiques, I'm going to put Adam on the spot. He's got an antique store. He believes in our mission. And for our members, if they want to get a discount, they buy membership cards, and they will go to his location and they get a discount like 20% off, for example, mm-hmm. right? And then the rest of the funds will go to promoting the mission, you know, with marketing and getting the word out. But so we support local businesses because they're a backbone of our community.
That's
and
right.
They can hire people within our community. And then in turn, if they have a bump in the road or they need help, they can go use our director to point them in the right directions. So it's like I'm a big proponent of helping veterans. So for transitioning from into the civilian life. So if they need anything, any help whatsoever, there's a lot of homeless veterans out there. So we do have listing of portable showers and portable health units. RVs is amazing. So we do have a community calendar. If you click on it, let you know what's happening in the community. So that's what we're about. We're about putting community first. And I'm also a firm believer in God too. So that's just grounded on that.
So tell us how they can get in touch with you again.
They can actually get in touch with us. You can give me a call. You can go on our website, which is www.ourcommunityfirst.com, or you can call me directly. I have a direct number, which is 727-266-0977.
And now, have you had any feedback or response from doing the radio shows? Has anyone said, I've heard you and, you know, got involved with what you're doing?
You know, I haven't really got someone to call me directly about the radio show, but this is a great platform just because
It's a great platform.
Mm-hmm. It reaches all of Pinellas County. We're getting more and more listeners, actually, from these not-for-profit organizations.
Yes.
They're chiming in. Because we're on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we have our own YouTube channel. We're doing a lot of marketing to also support this cause and to chime in to listen to this radio broadcast.
Uh-huh. And it's helped me because I own a business, Red Rooster Antiques, in Clearwater. It's 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North. And we've had response now, people coming in and say, I heard you on the radio. So it's good because I've been telling people we're having a 20% off sale this month.
Mm-hmm.
So people are coming in, summer sale, and it's great. And we're open 7 days a week, and CJ and Austin are always there, and I'm usually there. I'm not there as much as they are, I'll be honest, but it's been really good.
I am getting a lot of feedback from my social media platform that they'll be chiming in and listening all through Pinellas County. I pretty much, my organization covers three counties, which is Pinellas County, Hillsborough County, and Pasco County.
Yeah, so that's quite an area.
Yeah, it's over 3 million people.
That's a large area. So that's wonderful. So tell us again how people can get in touch with you if they want to go to your church or
get
in touch with the ministries.
Okay, my website is ajckg.com.
Okay.
You can go also on Facebook and also in Instagram. And the church that I go to is Gulf Coast Church.
I'm
a member there right now.
Tell me your name again.
Reverend Juliet.
Reverend
Metcalf.
Juliet. Reverend
and
Juliet
also
Metcalf.
I have a cleaning service.
Okay.
Yeah, well, cleaning service.
Tell us about that, too.
In the community, I'm reaching out within the area that I live in Largo. It's called the Global Trinity LLC.
Okay.
But it's in the coupon right now.
Okay.
It's under America's Favorite Coupon. It's very thick. You know that coupon, America's Favorite Coupon?
Yes.
It's on the second page.
Okay.
I had a print ad there.
Are you
it's
in the
Elite Cleaning Services. That's the name.
Okay.
It's like very bold.
Are you in the BCC coupon
Not yet.
Book?
Not yet.
You've got to get into that, too. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Because we've had a lot of responses. I've had people come in to the shop with the you know, the ad, basically,
okay.
with the discount. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, mine is... Elite Cleaning Service is because we make sure that the standard is definitely high. Yeah.
Top, and the telephone top. Number is again?
641-750-0014.
So when they call you, do they call you Julie or they say Reverend Julie?
Oh, no, I don't say Reverend.
I just say Julie.
Yeah, I just want to keep myself, you know.
And the last name is Metcalf, right?
Yes, Metcalf.
Well, I'm from Rhode Island. A lot of Metcalfs in Rhode Island, so that's a big name there. So.
Oh, okay.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But and we also, Diana, one more time, just tell us about how people can get in touch with you to use your service as a proofreader.
Sure. So I'm Diana Watson, and my cell phone is 727-922-1286, and my email address is dewfutures, and that's plural, @gmail.com. com.
And you can do this for one person, you can do this for a corporation, I would assume.
Oh yeah. I've
whoever needs your services, both. Yes. And you know, and you now, Brian was saying, did you just proofread something that he had, one of his publications?
Oh yeah, I took one of the BCC coupon
and
books,
you went through it,
and I went through it, and I found a number of different errors, but some of them I was told didn't count per se,
yeah,
for how they would figure something acting as an error in the booklet.
Okay.
So I found three errors that did count.
You know, and you've been doing this for a long time, so, you know, when you were working for a corporation, some things you need 100% accuracy.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, you're in trouble.
Yes.
When I was in the Navy, they wanted me to be a personnelman, and I have 100% comprehension vocabulary, but I'm the worst speller in the world, and I'm not a great typist. So I was at a disservice right there. But I understood all the words, but I, you know, not sometimes I have to really think about spelling them. Now with autocorrect and all that, you know, things, I think people's skills in grammar and has kind of slipped.
Well, they have.
But absolutely.
They're just not being taught.
They're not recently. Being taught, no.
No. But my viewpoint is, I mean, I speak fluent American English. I speak virtually fluent English.
Okay. Difference between color and color.
Yes.
And schedule and schedule.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, so that's great. So just one more time, Diana, give me your telephone number again.
Okay, 727-922-1286.
So if anyone has a document or some type of manuscript that they need, Diana, to look over, that's your person. That's,
oh, yeah. I mean, somebody who's writing a book.
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect. That's self-publishing.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be necessarily Vanity Press either, right?
No.
That's it.
It's whatever the person has set up, but I like working with people.
That's it. And I can tell that you like working with people.
Yeah.
And I can tell you like working with people, Angel. So tell us again.
I love people. I mean,
I know you
we
do.
Have, you know, but yes, my I don't know what to say. I'm laughing. Well, again, if you want to be part of our community first, and you believe in our mission to help people, because our mission is to help people in need. So, if you have a business, it's no cost to you to advertise on our site. We're only asking if you provide some sort of discount. That's all we're asking, and is that way give that is your way of giving back to the community. Which is really cost effective, right? Because it's free to you. You're not losing anything. If anything, you're getting marketing. You're on this platform, and we're marketing through social media platforms. So if you're interested, go to my website at www.ourcommunityfirst.com. Go into my contact page, and now that there's a hyperlink, click on if you're a business, just sign up. It's a small little intake form, and I'll do the rest. And I will give you your password and login to log into your own listing and make changes on it anytime you want.
Okay.
So that's what empowers businesses to do that, because our platform is very unique, because there isn't another platform out there that allow you to do that. And for not-for-profits as well, believe it or not. So if you want to also call me, feel free. My number is 727-266-0977.
Perfect. So that's perfect. And we still have the Reverend here.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
So if you need any cleaning service.
That's right. And I know
and
a lot of people in this area
cleaning,
do.
Elite cleaning. So it's a high standard cleaning service. Here I go.
And, you know,
this 641-750-0014. And oh, by the way, 10% of your proceeds go to the charity.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So that means I can give you if
yes.
I, you know.
And actually 10% gets donated to a not-for-profit. So
absolutely,
if
10%.
If someone signs up in our community first and they say, yeah, I heard about you through this cleaning service, and I understand you're a pastor too. So
yes, Reverend.
Reverend. I mean, we support local or church organizations.
Oh, awesome!
And so we will provide a donation back to your organization.
Oh, that's awesome!
And that'll be for the life of that membership.
I'll make sure I get. I'll inform the pastors, the leader of the church in Gulf Coast Church, Walsingham, and let them reach out to you.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the cleaning service is really important because there's so many people that are elderly in this area that need extra help, you know.
True. Just bending is very hard to do, especially when you're getting older.
You get to a certain age and it's difficult, so that's where you come in. And so are you bonded? So what process do you go into when you go into people's homes?
Basically, I'm more focused on the proximity near me. At the moment,
okay.
I don't go too far.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because of the distance, you know, it doesn't make sense if you go too far. I mean, that would kind of like waste of time. Yeah.
So you must be very fulfilled being a reverend. I mean, this must be very rewarding to do what you do.
Yes, absolutely. Because I myself clean, and I also pray for people. In the spirit, you know, and I clean, and at the same time, I pray for them. I pray for their homes and all that. And I also pray for deliverance, and I also lay hands on people, and they receive the gifts of manifestation of the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues, and things like that. I mean, amazing, and it's all for the glory of God. Okay. I also baptize people in the river or in the water or in the pool. Yes.
Well, you get
so if you need any deliverance, let me know.
Okay. And we have, would you like to say something?
You want to ask me a question?
Yeah, so tell me your name again.
Pedro Rodriguez.
Pedro Rodriguez. So Pedro, tell us about Urban Youth Justice.
Urban Youth Justice is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are faith-based. We go into juvenile detention centers across the state, residential programs, where kids are incarcerated doing some time for serious crimes. We go in, we build relationships, we share the gospel, we focus on mentorship and discipleship. And we have teams that go in weekly or bi-weekly to continue working until they come home, and then we try to connect with them on the outside.
That's great. And what area are you in?
We cover the whole state. We have a team of about 40 volunteers, way down north as far as the Panhandle and south as far as Pembroke Pines. Yeah,
well, that's a lot. That's a large area. Yeah. So how did you get involved with it? What called you to this? Getting involved with this?
It's a personal pain. You know, I grew up fatherless. My mother was addicted to substances for most of my youth.
Okay.
I made a lot of poor choices. I was also in and out of juvenile detention and county jail up until 18, 19 years of age. I became a teenage father, so I made a lot of poor choices as a result of not having a father, not having guidance in my life. And early 20s, I came to Christ, learned the truth, and became a leader in my community in Jersey City, New Jersey. Moved here in 2014 and began to do prison ministry with adults until I met a lifer. And the lifer kind of helped me shift my focus to reaching juveniles before they end up in prison.
And that's so important because, you know, before they get really hardened in the system, and there's, you know, there's always hope. But if you can get somebody when they're younger and kind of, you know, pull them away from that, you know, with the negative towards a positive way, and that's what it sounds like you're doing with the Urban Youth Justice League.
Yes.
So how do you help them, I mean, once they get out? So you get them out.
Yeah, we try to link them to community resources wherever they live, a local church, a youth group, help them get jobs, sometimes just meeting practical needs, sometimes they need clothing or places.
Yeah, that's really important. You know, just I'm helping somebody out right now and just getting things put aside, getting clothes, getting a place, a roof over their head, and then a job, you know. And it's really hard because things are very expensive, housing, you know, and some of these jobs, they don't pay a lot, so it's hard. But if there's a will, there's a way, and there's a few ways to skin a cat. So there's got to be some way of doing this. And you see, you must know all the angles on how to help somebody out. Like, you know, I think if we do it this way.
Yeah, we do face some challenges.
Oh, I know.
With housing, there's a limited resource on that across the whole state.
It's a shame because the housing, it's out of reach for a lot of people right now. And it's scary, you know, because you never know how high it's going to go up. You know, and not everyone has those kind of funds, especially somebody in the situation where they're just coming out of juvenile detention or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But tell us about the success when they have made it and when they come back to talk to you.
Yeah, so many of them come home, they turn 18, some of them even age out of foster care, and a lot of them, we've been able to help them get jobs. They're able to save money. Some of them have purchased their own vehicle, gotten their own apartment, are now independent, not depending on parents, because some of them, you know, even their mothers are not in good shape. or you know living good mm-hmm. enough, you know, enough to support them. So many of these youth have to fend for themselves, and they need as much support as possible.
Do you find it tougher? Were you doing this in New Jersey as well, or just you moved here and did this afterwards?
I was working with foster care children in New Jersey.
In New Jersey. Yeah. Do you think, is Florida an easier to deal with it, or harder, do you think?
It's about the same.
About
the
same
challenges,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's great. So mm-hmm. So that makes me feel good. So tell us about how they can get in touch with you. Again?
I have a website, uyjinc.org. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, on the Meyer Ministry name, Urban Youth Justice.
Well, thank you so much, because it's so important what you do. Mm-hmm. What all you do is important. So tell us, Reverend, again, just give your number briefly.
Yes, yeah. Ambassador of Jesus Christ, Kingdom of God is the name of our ministry.
Okay.
We actually look after fatherless orphans and widows, because I come from that that area. Fatherless is not a joke, and my mom is also a widow, so I know how it's like to be in that shoes, you know. They really been through a lot, and we need to support them.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
They are the light of the world, actually, yeah.
And they come they coming every day to the ministries, to the church there? That's just once a week, or do you have the prayer meetings all the time there?
Yeah, it depends. Mostly individually, they come to me, or they call me. But it's not just here locally, but it's also in other countries.
Okay.
Yeah, like Philippines, you know, different countries.
Is this big in the Philippines?
Well, we're actually global networking around the world. So basically, there's like 7,100 plus islands in the Philippines. Yeah. So like,
is there that many? I didn't know that.
So when you
About Manila.
I know that's just like in the region, the capital. But when you go to a remote area, that's another island.
It is.
So
it
when
is.
I went there for a mission trip, oh my God, that was like pretty places to go to. And it takes a lot of energy, you know, to get to one place to another, and then logistics is involved, and then volunteers are involved, and then the people, you know, things like that.
I've always wanted to go there. It always interests me to go there.
Oh, yes. One of the places there, Palawan is one of the Seven Wonders, so you must see that
if
you really want to go there and visit. And Filipinos are very warm people.
Yes, they are.
And, I mean, the Philippines are different. They're like, you go to from poor to the poorest, rich to the rich, and mm-hmm. when you say rich, super rich, and then when poor, it's super poor.
When I was in the Navy, there was a lot of guys that were from the Philippines that would join the Navy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I met a lot of people. They were really nice guys. Mm-hmm. I really
enjoyed
them.
Because we have the U.S. base there.
That's right. That's right. So
a
lot of them were in the Navy that I met.
Absolutely.
So it was good.
We were also ruled by Americans, you know.
Yeah.
Westernized. We were westernized.
But you have your autonomy now, though.
Good. Yeah, Ambassador Jesus Christ, if you want to donate, to help out, to reach out to the people around the world, it's just go to the website ajckg.com, and also you can check us out at Facebook, and you can give me a call at 641-750-0014.
Okay, that's great.
That'll be great. Come and help us to reach out around
that's
the
good.
World.
And I'm just going to just plug myself a little bit, because I haven't talked much about myself. So I have an antique shop. It's called Red Rooster Antiques, and we're open 7 days a week. We're on U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, right across from Home Depot, and right next door to Dan's Fans. And we're having a 20% off sale this week, this month. So come by and say hello to myself or CJ.
100%, and a man of honor, too. We got Lizette on the line from Beacon Windows. We're going to end the show with her.
Thank you.
Ask a question if you want about sliding glass doors.
How are you guys doing today?
Hello. Hello, Lizette. Tell us about your what you're doing.
Hello? Well, we fix sliding glass doors. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. So tell us, how would they get in touch with you?
Best way is going to be to call us, or to go on my website, sliderrepair.com.
Okay. And
you can call me.
Okay, is your number 727-493-2644 for a quote?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's the one.
And so when they call, who are they going to be talking to?
Myself or my assistant, Liz.
Okay. And it sounds like you do everything. Okay.
Well, we specialize in fixing sliders. That's our main thing. And what we like to do is bring them back to health so that people don't have to buy new ones. Just recently was talking to a woman. She had a quote for a three-panel door in Impact, and it was $19,500.
Oh, gosh. So this
we could fix that for about the price of the permit.
Well, that's great. So tell us again. So I'm going to give you the numbers again. It's Quality Sliding Glass Door Repair at Beacon Windows. And call 727-493-2644 and call Lynn. And your name again?
My name is Lizette.
Lizette. So call Lizette or Lynn, and I'm sure they'll take care of you and do really well for you. So thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Good. And So we've had a good program here. We've had Pedro and Diana and yes. the Reverend here. So say something before we sign
yeah,
off.
I'd like to pray before we sign off, yeah?
And, okay.
Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this invitation. Thank you for the people that walked in. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you, Father God, because this is all about your glory. Father, okay. I ask that you bless each one of us here right now, that you open all doors, many, many doors, Lord God, and especially healing place will take place and a deliverance will take place, and also provisions that are needed will take place
okay.
and around the world
okay.
and every
you.
Community in Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you so much, Reverend, and thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.